A Jewish Journal article. Yula wins overtime thriller over Ida Crown. Shalhavet is shocked by TABC in OT. For the last 5 years, the winner of the Red Sarachek tournament, the country's most prestigious tournament for Jewish high school basketball teams, has been from Los Angeles. But after number 6 Valley Torah, the two-time defending champion, was upset by number 11 Beth Philo 66-59 on Thursday despite some impressive outside shooting by the Wolfpack. Number 4 seed Shalhavet lost an overtime stunner and to number 5 Torah Academy of Bergen County, TABC. Only the number 2 seed, Yeshiva University Los Angeles High School, YULA, was able to eke out a win against number 7, Ida Crown. Ida Crown, seen as a major underdog, played with a frantic energy and led 29-22 at the half, powered by the great outside shooting of senior Moshe Weisenberg. YULA came back in the second half, but with the clock winding down, the team was down by 3 points after Ida Crown's Avi Meyer caught a pass midair and laid the ball in. But Alex Gabay, YULA's junior guard, hit an impressive three-pointer from the right side. It would have a three in the NBA, and tied the game with about 20 seconds left. In overtime, down 48-46, YULA's Judah Robin tied the game with a nifty layup. Yoni Hollander made a dramatic three-pointer from the right side. Robin added another layup, and Ida Crown scored. YULA's Yishai Rosenblatt used his athleticism to catch an errant pass that was heading out of bounds. He was fouled and hit one of two free throws. After a forced turnover, Robin added two free throws and one more from the charity stripe by Gabay gave the Panthers an unforgettable 75-52 win. Honestly, I felt really good that possession. I don't want to say, but I kind of felt like I need to step up, Gabay told Akiva Poppers on the MaxLive.com broadcast. We went into halftime knowing there's not going to be a 10-point shot. We had to cherish every possession and it starts on defense. Hollander told Poppers that their coach said not to focus on the score but on each play. YULA coach Mike Pollock pushed the right buttons in the end and graduated from YULA in 2003. YULA advances to the semifinal to take place on Sunday against number 3 Flatbush at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be viewed on maxlive.com. In Shalhavet's game, the team was ahead 20-13 at the half against TABC. The Firehawks played great defense, but TABC junior Isle Kinderlehrer made some timely free throws to tie the game at 33 with 4.5 seconds left. Speedy Shalhavet guard Aiden Bytran went the length of the court and it looked like a difficult layup might go in and the buzzer, but it didn't fall. In overtime, TABC edged out Shalhavet, coming out on top of the final 39-36 score. All four MaxLive.com analysts had predicted a Shalhavet victory, which was a bounce of a ball away from happening as the buzzer sounded marking the end of regulation. Shalhavet defeated DRS on Thursday 58-50. Shalhavet will play Maimonides in the Tier 1 consolation game while Valley Torah will take on MTA in Tier 2 competition.